Hello, my friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is for you right now. I welcome you to the Morning Mindset. My name is Carrie Green, and we join together every morning to get our minds aligned around the truth of God's Word. We need that truth to inform us what reality really looks like in terms of how we should think about ourselves, about God, about other people, about the circumstances that we face every day. And it's that truth that will guide us and help us to live lives that are filled with the power of God as we trust in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope you're ready today. We're going to be looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse number 26. Before we dive into that, though, I want to ask you here at the end of the year to consider a gift to our nonprofit, Not a Needy Person. You can find out more at notaneedyperson.org. Now, that name of the nonprofit is designed to communicate what our hope is through this ministry. We are hoping that believers in Christ who have the means to generously bless others would do so and help other believers in Christ meet the very real needs they have. We are trying to wrap up one of our final campaigns for the year, and it's a young mother of five who is in a very difficult situation, is living with some family members, and is trying to get herself stabilized in her life. And right now, her need is for some transportation. If you would go to notaneedyperson.org and prayerfully consider if you could give toward this very important need, we together could make this an outstandingly memorable Christmas for her because of the way God provides through His people. Please consider that need and prayerfully listen if the Lord would like you to take part in meeting it. Okay, today we're looking at John 17, verse number 26. And this is a prayer that Jesus was praying to the Father. And He's asking the Father to do specific things in the lives of His disciples and downstream from them in our lives as well. So verse number 26, Jesus says, "I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." Now, friends, I mentioned last episode, and I think the one before that, how colossally magnificent the truths are that we're looking at here. These are things that could just really blow our minds, almost literally, if we really comprehended the magnificence and breadth of what Jesus is trying to tell us here. See, because as He's praying to the Father, He's not holding anything back in terms of the kind of language He's using to express the realities of what the Father is doing in the lives of people and wants to do in our lives. Now, let's walk through the verse very carefully. Jesus says, "Father, I made your name known to my disciples." So in other words, I came here and I revealed to them who you are, what you're about in this world, and why you sent me to make it possible for them to have connection with you, the only God, the true God, the majestic and righteous God. That's what you sent me here to do. And He says, "I will continue to make your name known to them. From now until the time I die on that cross, I'm going to continue making you known to them." And He says, "I'm doing this for a purpose, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them." Now, friends, pause for a moment. If you've never had your mind blown, this is a statement that can blow your mind. Jesus is saying part of the reason He's making the Father's name known to human beings is that the love with which the Father loves the Son may be in those of us who come to know the Father. So, friends, if you have ever wanted to be truly loved, if you've ever had a hunger to be loved, to be cared for like no one has ever cared for you before, this is your opportunity. This is the way for it to happen. God the Father's love for His Son can be in you. He can look on you with that kind of love, with that kind of desire to see you cared for and taken care of because you place your faith in His Son. That's why Jesus came, is for you to be loved by the Father. And then look at the last phrase Jesus says. Not only can the Father's love be in you, but Jesus can be in you as well. He says, and I in them. Jesus wants to inhabit you. He wants to live in you, to live out his life through you. That is a gift that I hope you will receive truly this holiday season. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for coming to reveal the Father to us and for expressing to us this reality that we can have his love abiding in us and that you yourself will abide in us. Jesus, help us to know that love and to know your presence in real ways, in powerful ways, that our lives will be eternally changed and the world will be impacted. We ask it in your name. And please don't forget about our nonprofit that enables believers just like you to submit their tangible physical needs for consideration and other believers just like you to come along and help them with those needs. You can find out more at notaneedyperson.org.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.